Blog Talk Radio.
Family, it's Israel the Poet, and on behalf of Conversations with the Queen, Tay Queen and I would like to invite you to a special topic that we're discussing. Sexual abuse is an important issue in the Black community that must be addressed. So help us stand up, speak out, and heal from it by tuning into a special edition of Conversations with the Queen April 30th, 2012, at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on blogtalkradio.com/ Poetic Energy Network Station. Or you can call in at 1-917-932-8881. Again, that number is 1-917-932-8881. Again, I thank you. Peace.
Peace, peace. And that was Brother Israel promoting our sexual abuse, healing from sexual abuse show, which is going to be next week. I'm so excited, you guys. We're really putting together a great show, and I want everybody to come and support the show, support the message, support everything we're trying to put together on that level and that front. I put a lot of hard work and effort into trying to get that show together, so I really, really hope you come out and support. Tell your friends, tell your family, tell everybody. All right. You are listening into Conversations with the Queen, of course, where we value a conscious and holistic approach to life and self-improvement. We focus on psychological, spiritual, and emotional balance, but we discuss any and everything that pertains to bettering ourselves. So on today's show, we will be discussing Mother Earth and our connection to the planet. But before we get into that, I would like to invite you to visit conversationswiththequeen.blogspot.com, where you can catch exclusive articles and information that pertain to the show. Also, don't forget that if you miss the show, you can always check us out on the archives here on blogtalkradio.com/poeticenergynetworkstation. Also, check out our fan page on Facebook, which is facebook.com/conversationswiththequeen. And for all my queens out there, while y'all are on the net, be sure to check out our latest blog, thequeendompost.blogspot.com. The Queendom is a movement dedicated to uplifting the first teachers in classroom, the women. It's time to stand up and support sisters who support the community. All right. And this month's yoga pose is the child's pose. It is a powerful position. It is one when you are crouched down on one's knees and the head is placed on the floor and your hands are placed above it. And the benefits of this pose are it stretches the hips, thighs, and aids in stress relief. It also relieves back pain and neck pain. It helps insomnia, anxiety, fatigue, and depression. It's also a great pose for the earth and root chakra, which we'll be discussing a little bit in today's show. But before we get into that, you know, I'd like to allow everybody to get all settled in. You know, I'm sure you all had a, you know, a little busy weekend, or you might have had a restful weekend, whatever it was. I'm sure you had a great one. So I'm just going to let everybody get settled in and all of that, and we're just going to, you know, jam for a little bit. So this is Shafiq Hassan, Dust and Kisses. I do like this song.
Let go of my ego. Let go of my ego. Let go of my
Mother Earth and our connection and responsibility to the planet. What is a home? A place that provides a feeling of security, constance, and stability. We often speak of our homes as our houses, neighborhoods, hometowns, or even countries of origin as a reference for what we consider to be our home. But we often overlook the greatest commonality between them all, the Earth, our home planet, a place where without we would not be able to survive. She provides us with food, resources, and key components of life. Without her, we in our physical form would not be able to survive. The current modern culture and lifestyle not only degrades and ignores the importance of our planet, but potentially is the most destructive force that has ever been in continued existence on it. This culture promotes an ideology of take and never give back. This lifestyle can be dangerous for many reasons, including the depletion of non-renewable and precious resources, as well as the do now and think later mentality, which is brought to our planet in its various habitats to its knees. But is not the newest news, nor is it the most important factor when it comes to the destruction and degradation of the planet. This is an realistic connection. There is a realistic connection and an implicit connection between all living organisms, especially humans, and the Earth. So tonight's show will be dedicated to exploring and reviving this connection with the planet. So it's very hush-hush, or not really hush-hush, but something that's not readily known in mainstream culture, that we do have a connection to the planet. And often this is looked at as some type of form of pagan belief system. We often hear about different cultures who speak about the connection between humans and nature. You hear it a lot in Native American cultures, in indigenous African cultures as well, and even in some Asian cultures. It's in some early European cultures as well. But what is missing from today's religion or spirituality is the understanding of the connection to the creation and our understanding of our connection to the earth. As we are spirit, so does it and every living thing on it have a spirit. So we have this web of connection between us that is completely related to our ability to grow spiritually, to our ability to understand and empathize with nature itself and the things that go on there. So when we are taught that, you know, the planet is just some dead big rock that we're all swirling on around, you know, a big old star in the middle of our solar system, we're not actually given a accurate understanding of how connected we are to the planet, how connected our emotions, our feelings, the way that we interact with each other is actually connected to the cosmos and celestial bodies, period, but especially and specifically the planet that we do live on. So, you know, this can be destructive because we've pretty much, at this point in the game, at this stage in society, we've pretty much battered the earth. We've just, with Western society's object culture of objectifying things and taking advantage, and it's pretty much very damaging and savage-like aspect of looking at how living things interact and how living things breathe. And breed together. It's just like we've lost something. We've lost a part of our spirit. we've lost a part of ourselves in losing that connection. And so us being so destructive, us having so much hate and subconscious hate inside of ourselves and being programmed to mimic that hate that society has for this planet and for the environment, we've just become a blocked up being within ourselves, desensitized to the reality and subtle nuances of nature and the joy and the beauty that it comprises and that it can bring. So, a planet is a celestial body that's in elliptical orbit around a star. These bodies are attracted to their home stars by the force of gravity. There are two types of planets, a gaseous and a solid planet. There are many potential planets as there are thoughts in each human being's mind. Many are similar to one another, but everyone is unique. Every planet has some sort of atmosphere creating their own weather patterns and climates. They all have a ring of energy surrounding them, and which is an extension of those atmospheres. So this is pretty much the breakdown of what a planet is in the most basic formats. I'm sure we're all very familiar with what a planet is. I think we learned that in earth science maybe around the 9th grade, 8th grade, or maybe even earlier in our lives. I knew I used to have like a little toy I used to play with that used to talk about each planet and, you know, little facts about it, how far it is away from the sun and all these different things. And when we learn about the planets, we learn about them in kind of this dead way. We kind of learn about them as if they're inanimate objects, as if they don't have any connection to us spiritually, emotionally, psychically, on all those different levels. And so what I like to do today is pretty much explore the Earth as it relates to us as a being, as an entity itself. The Earth is a very unique and beautiful planet. She sustains the life of countless living organisms and 6,840,507,003 human beings. The many diverse climates and habitats available on the planet allow for many different varieties of life to coexist on this planet, creating a unique experience within and of itself. Spiritually, the Earth is a very important place in the cosmos. She serves as a schoolhouse, encompassing the potential to learn many lessons in application. There are various and many types of people on the planet who all vibrate on different frequencies, some higher than others and others lower than the rest. But this interaction of so many different personalities and mentalities creates the potential for so many different aspects of spiritual growth and experiential understanding. This planet is a gold mine for learning. Now, what do I mean by this? Like I explained, I'm just talking about the different levels of variations of different types of life forces that are on the planet, different species, different personalities, different mentalities, all these different things. They allow for you to get a full experience of all the different combinations of possible outcomes that could possibly happen. They do probably happen on this planet. And this allows for our spirit to interpret these experiences and understand these experiences as being our souls themselves. So what our purpose coming down here is to gather experiences, to gather knowledge for the Most High. We act as little conduits gathering all these different vibrations and interactions of experience, and we catalog them in our soul, which we then bring back to the all-in-all, which is like the Most High. So while we're down here, it's just, the Earth is like a middle ground. It's like the best of the best can happen and the worst of the worst can happen. And everything that can happen in between does happen. So there's so many different levels people are on this planet. And there's so much different experiences to be had on this planet that it just becomes such a great learning experience for us, positive or negative, whatever it is. So not all experiences are positive, but they are fulfilling on some level or another. But our job is to remember that we are here to all grow and learn and continue on our path of individual evolution. Now, that's a key point, because every species is going to have its chance to evolve to its highest heights. And we're all here evolving, learning, and growing together as we experience life on this planet. So it's just very fascinating, the value that this planet has and the beauty and the grace that it allows you. And it allows you to live on it, you understand, and sustain you and helps you to live in this physical form. And just, it never ceases to amaze me the levels of disrespect that people tend to have towards the planet. All right, now as well as the planet being a living being, it also shares a deeper connection with us as humans as we reflect certain characteristics alike. There are many similarities to the Earth and individual humans. The Earth in our own right is a living being. You as a human go through many cycles in your life, and the Earth goes through many seasons. You have a heartbeat and a pulse, and the Earth has Shaman's resonance. Shaman's resonance is the Earth's background frequency. There are quasi-standing wave, electromagnetic waves that exist in the defined cavity by the Earth's surface. This resonance occurs at several frequencies between 6 and 50 cycles per second, specifically 7.8, 14, 20, 26, 33, 39, and 45 hertz, with a daily variation of plus or minus 0.5 hertz. So long as the Earth's magnetic cavity remains the same, and remains the same. And just like your frequency is rising, so is the planet. So I've spoken about this on previous shows about how we as humanity and we as the Earth in its entirety are going through an evolutionary phase where we're beginning to rise, and we're coming out of a dormant phase of existence, and we're coming out of what people will call a sleep or a downward or death phase, okay? And we're rising to a higher dimensional reality. We're coming up. We're coming into our own. We're evolving as beings. And as we begin to evolve on this planet, so does the planet itself. And it's just really something interesting to look up into, and it's called Shaman's Resonance, and it's what is considered to be the Earth's heartbeat. The Earth has an atmosphere which is similar to a human's aura. The seven layers of the atmosphere are reflective of the seven chakras that lie within your spiritual body. So it's just, there's so many correlations between the Earth and the planet and how she functions and how she, exists, and the way that you yourself as a living being exists and functions. So, with that being said, and talking about the Earth and all those different things, I think I'm going to segue and play a little piece from Israel the Poet called Seasonal Love, featuring Navi, Rev, and Peace. All right? So if you want to check out Israel, you can find him at facebook.com/IsraelThePoet. You can also just Google him. He's on Reverb Nation. He's a great poet, and I do love his stuff. So let's play this poem without further ado.
I want to tell y'all the story about a distant lover. She goes around and comes around. Her name is Spring. I call her my spring equinox. So I joyfully celebrate my Easter as we ascend. Her lotus blooms with a little rain. Our seeds, they grow. She calls me her sunlight on a beautiful day into the spring. Her kiss reminds me of high school love notes. Skipping class. Just to meet by the lockers. Yes. Sincere attraction. Natural. See my spring beam. Not too hot like summer. Far from the winter steam. She comes round with a tank top on. Her temperature is 360 degrees. Brighter than the fall.
Let's go.
She the reason I learned about the birds and the bees. Spring, she rejuvenates life after the cycle of death.
She is the manifestation of the true resurrection story. Spring is her name. Her hips been growing lately. In harmony with the leaves blossoming on trees. Her eyes bloom like sunflowers when she catches sight of me. She wetter than April showers. Boss lady, she got more green than St. Patrick's Day and would still go out in sweats and a white tee. I call her spring.
Call her spring.
When she step in the room, my soldiers tin hunting her, ready to march on her command in May. We under her grandmother's tree with PB&J.
We just lay.
She a country girl.
Country girl.
We made love on a stack of hay. She told me, in a couple months she going away. I said, baby, if you ever leave, take my heart as a reminder that spring is the medium between heaven and hell. Winter and summer. It breaks my heart when you swerve into other lanes. Guess heartbreak comes with happiness. Now all I have is the shadow of a spirit as the seasons change. Spring break.
Spring break.
Her name was summer.
Summer.
My love for her runs hot. My sweet summer solstice, my Fahrenheit fantasy. Never heat wave me goodbye, but my days with you are the longest. And our nights are filled with satin serenades by moonlit stars shimmering on the waters of our hearts. So for the next three months, I want you to be the Gemini to my Leo Virgo, for I want to know everything about you. Let's raise the temperature of our love. While meeting at the beach, for candlelit dinners on the ocean, while enduring wave after wave of stimulating emotions with you, I just want to breathe. I want to celebrate your birthday on the 4th of July under blue skies while fulfilling your firework fantasies. No Labor Day or for any reason. Let's love in and out of season. Be my verbal vacation and let me relax in your conversation. Summer.
Then comes the great jump. Baby, I have fallen. You. We shine like embers. Rub it together all summer long, creating wildfires, spilling out onto the earth like lava. Until our fires for desire goes into the ground, soil and roots until green turn to red, brown, and orange. Making horizons appear to be aflame, we are the reason there is an autumn. Harvesting new ways and methods of saying I love you. With hearts carved into oak woods, pulsating against bronze palms, so close to one another. We share the same skin, tones of complexion, flush with raspberry hues as a result of our affection. From September to November, we fall in love all over again. From September to November, we fall in love all over again. We fall in love all over again. We fall in love all over again. From September to November. We fall in love all over again.
But now we enter the winter.
Allow me to become your Santa Claus. Christmas Day gifts you exactly what you've been asking for, loving you. It's like having faith in prayer I have yet to receive. Anticipation lives wrapped in your blanket, making fire and falling snow. The flicker of flame kisses dimple when you smile. Goosebumps fall. The icebox and chest begins to slowly melt away. My heart to beat. Resuscitate us 11:59 into 12:00 New Year. We can become free. Writing the history of Valentine over. Cupid never existed. Only your smile, his arrow, wasn't strong enough anyway for you. Let us edit this life we want to live together. Your barefoot and hand held into whatever we create us to be. New Year, we can fall in love all over again. New Year, we can fall in love all over again. New Year,
The emotions may change like the season.
Never will.
We've got 27 minutes left in the live stream. And you know what that means? It's time for me to open up the lines and let y'all voices be heard. So if you're listening through the live stream and you'd like to call in, the number is 917-932-8881. Call in with any comments or questions that you have about the show. You know, just add into it. Let's speak about what your connection with nature is, how you've connected with nature over the years, anything, you know, relevant to the topic, and just chime in. So again, that number is 917-932-8881. And the last piece we just heard was Seasonal Love by Israel the Poet featuring Navi, Rev, and Peace. I love how that poem just flowed with the show. Like, I love when that happens, when the pieces that I play on the show just really bring the whole show together. And, you know, for those who aren't familiar, the show, that poem was really just explaining and breaking down the aspects of how the earth changes and it goes through its different seasons, but also likening it to that of a woman. And, you know, that's what we tend to do with the earth. We tend to think of it as a feminine planet. And as it is deified throughout different cultures. Actually, some cultures do deify it as a male aspect, but a lot of cultures deify the earth as a feminine planet. So, you know, I would like for everybody to, you know, come in and, you know, speak on your piece about the topic. So, since we don't really have that many callers on the line, or anybody who's willing to chime in, I'm just going to pretty much just play this next track by Israel the Poet, and we can jam out for a little bit. We do have 25 minutes left on the live stream.
Chocolate covered organs. So I was sitting thinking about you, and I came to the conclusion that life without you is like spring with no flowers that bloom. This is me being the elephant in the room, doing something new to show you my love. I care about the little things about you, like the way you laugh when I'm being silly, knowing well every joke ain't funny, baby. You compliment me from your toes to your hips, even to your chap lips and ashy elbows. I'm just playing, just wanted to make you smile, cause that's what aligns the planets and stars. Not trying to seem corny or lame, but I feel it's time to make love to your brain. Show you I care to listen to your tears. I want the image of me to stay in between the space of your ears. And no, I'm not perfect. Yes, I've made many mistakes, but I'll better me, cause you're worth it. And we can do this. It's ordained by the heavens, so here's my apology, my plea, and my decree. Baby, you were created unique, just for me. So maybe I can make it up to you tonight. In the words of Navi, I got chocolate-covered orgasms. And baby, when you smile, you align the planets, illuminate the stars, organize the universe. Your eyes have a special relationship with the sun, because every time you would open them, the sun would rise just to get into your line of sight. So your future looks bright. Your skin, the color of majestic mahogany at midnight. Baby, you carry the ancient aura of Isis. Your style, your walk, your intellect, priceless. The symmetry of your body resembles the symbol of infinity, for your curves, baby, are never ending. You have the power to hover over melanated manhood and resurrect dismembered erections. The inspiration in me came alive the first moment I heard you speak, for I never knew that beauty had a voice. And without a choice, I begin to learn to yearn your language, because your poetry, baby, your poetry was layered in matriarchal wisdom, coded with verbal hieroglyphics, dating up to the moment I became your verbal audio archaeologist. Baby, I was digging you, a melanated, carbon-dated goddess. I was really digging you, baby. You are a verbal Reiki master. Healing is in your words.
You see, I saw the light in your eyes that led me to the windows of your soul, and I saw where time was being manufactured in your womb. Your womb serves as a gateway for any man that wants to be born again before time began. It was you who gave birth to fire, raised it as your son, and when you were done, you smiled and realigned the planets with chocolate covered orgasm.
And that was She Aligns by Israel the Poet. And again, the previous piece that we played was Seasonal Love by Israel the Poet. And you can find all of Israel's work at ReverbNation.com/Israel the Poet. And that's I-Z-R-E-A-L, the Poet. And, you know, I do support that brother. We had him on the show, actually, a couple weeks ago. I think it was last month we had him on the show. And he was, you know, sharing on how we do different works as far as the Queendom. And the Queendom pretty much is an organization that's dedicated to uplifting the queens. So you can check that out at thequeendompost.blogspot.com. It's a wonderful, wonderful blog, and we try to uplift as many queens as we can and honor as many queens as we can. All right, I'm going to play this one little clip from Brother Israel, bigging up our sexual healing, our Healing from Sexual Abuse show, which is going to be next week at the same time, which will last for a little bit longer. We're going to have a special show, so it's going to be for about 2 hours instead of this regular 1 hour. And he's going to let you know all about it.
Peace, family. It's Israel the Poet. And on behalf of Conversations with the Queen, Tay Queen and I would like to invite you to a special topic that we're discussing. Sexual abuse is an important issue in the black community that must be addressed. So help us stand up, speak out, and heal from it by tuning into a special edition of Conversations with the Queen on April 30th, 2012 at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on blogtalkradio.com/ Poetic Energy Network Station. Or you can call in at 1-917-932-8881. Again, that number is 1-917-932-8881. Again, I thank you. Peace.
Now, you all know, if nothing else, my show is practical. And I like to take every subject that we touch on and we talk about, and I like to give you the practicality of how and what we can do to help. As far as this week's topic, we'll be talking about what we can do to help the planet and why we should help the planet. Well, one of the basic reasons, which is pretty much common sense as to why we should help the planet, is because we live on it. It's just not a smart thing to do to try and destroy the thing we live on. It sustains our life force. We should be grateful to it. It allows us to embark on this journey called life. So we need to just really take heed to that simplistic fact. We live on the planet. So let's try to do our part. Let's try to, you know, help it on out. Another reason we should help the planet is because it's connected to us. So everything that we do on this planet and everything that the planet goes through directly affects you, whether you want to believe it or not. Your spirit is highly connected with the planet. It doesn't matter if you acknowledge it. It doesn't matter if you want to acknowledge it. It is, and that's what it is at the end of the day. So that's another reason why you should, you know, help the planet out. Give it some love. And another aspect of that is we act as mini conductors, stimulating the energy on the planet. And what I mean by that is we ourselves pull in a certain amount of universal energy. And so as we pull in that universal energy, we affect the environment around us, and we affect the realities that we want to maintain, create, or induce. So if we want to change the way the planet is right now, we must change ourselves. And so by allowing ourselves to understand that connection, we also greatly empower ourselves to be conduits of change on this planet. All right. So ways to help the planet. Well, the basic mundane aspect of ability or ways that we can help the planet is pretty much recycling. Everybody knows this. And when I say recycle, I don't just mean you have to go and put your bottles in a bin and bring it on down to the recycling plant. I'm not just talking about that. I'm talking about recycling, you know, being innovative. If you can use a container more than once, use it more than once. You know, if you can, you know, utilize scrap paper for some type of purpose in your life. You know, sometimes you need to just write something down real quick or write a little message out real quick. You know, save your scrap paper. Save pieces of paper that don't have anything written on it and use it as scrap. Utilize these things. Be resourceful. Start growing your own food. Do you know how much it affects the planet when we are eating food that comes from thousands of miles away? And it's so simple. We live in a very abundant and fertile land in America, and we need to take advantage of the fact that we can grow foods in many parts of the world and parts of the nation, as well as indoors inside of our homes. So we can, you know, grow our own food and be more environmentally conscious in that way. Finding clean sources of energy. Now, I know we're all guilty of this, including myself, because I'm using electricity right now as we speak, and I don't have solar panels, so it is coming from a probably non-renewable resource of energy. But if we can begin to utilize building our own solar panels and using them throughout our community and making our community something a little bit more in line with preserving the greatness that is our planet, doing all things like that can help us to stop abusing our environment. Get in tune with your spirit. Align your chakras. Because, like I said, everything that you do is going to affect the planet and affect the realities that we live in. So aligning our chakras and, you know, clearing our chakras and cleansing our chakras is going to allow us to be hot conduits of higher energy on the planet. Cleanse your body. Now, I do mean clean your body every day, but that's not all I mean. I mean emotional bodies, our spiritual bodies, all of our bodies. Let's keep it clean. And this allows us to, again, be higher conduits of energy, bringing down higher universal forces and manifesting them here in our reality. Enlighten yourself. Learn things. And make your mind stimulated and give it the ability to go to higher frequencies and understand higher realities and higher levels of knowledge and understanding. As we evolve, like I said, the planet evolves with us, so just make sure you're becoming an evolving being, one that is heavily into the aspects of evolution and, you know, just going forth and going forward. Cleanse your thought process. Now, this is very, very key because our thoughts actually resonate with the atmosphere. So as we cleanse our thought process and as we cleanse about how we think in life and, you know, the things that we go through, if we are able to resonate on higher frequencies and more positive notes and more positive frequencies, then we will allow ourselves, again, to manifest on a higher level of being and become conduits manifesting higher realities in our dimensions in which we live. All right? So all these different aspects can help us to get in tune with our spirit. Now, another aspect of how we can help the planet is actually the ability to acknowledge our planet as a living being. Like I said, this society and this way of thinking is such a limited way of understanding. We don't understand the planet as a living being. We degrade the planet and say it's a dead thing, and we just stomp all over it, and that's just it, and we'll just take from it whatever we need and keep it moving. You know, when we do that, we really, really, really detriment ourselves, and we do not appreciate the planet. Communicate and engage the planet. Yes, you can talk to the planet. It's a very, very possible thing. You can talk to the planet through your spirit. You can talk to the planet through meditations. You can talk to the planet through just going outside. And, hey, talk to a plant. Plants are alive, and they're very in tune with nature. They'll get the message to her. All right. I'd like to remind everybody that we do have 13 minutes on the live stream. The call-in number is 917-932-8881 if you have any comments or questions pertaining to the topic, or if you just want to chime in about the show in its entirety, you can do so by pressing 1. And again, that number is 917-932-8881. Now, this is one of my favorite aspects of getting in tune with the planet, and that's via meditational techniques, crystals, and stones, okay? Now, the chakra that connects us to the planet is called our earth chakra, and our earth chakra actually resides at the bottom of our feet. And the two chakras that do this, I mean, as well as the earth chakra, is the root chakra. The root chakra grounds us, and the earth chakra connects us to the earth. So by working with these two chakras and establishing a deeper connection with them, it helps us to establish a deeper connection with the planet. So we can do this by meditating on the root chakra and the earth chakra. The colors red and dark red resonate with these chakras. By doing different meditations with different types of crystals, Apache Tear Crystal is one of the crystals that helps to open up your earth chakra, as well as Boji Stone, Smoky Quartz, Fire Agate, Kerberit, Brown Jasper, Mahogany Obsidian, and Tourmaline and Rhodonite. I know they got some crazy funky names, but I'm sure if you just do a quick Google search on stones that resonate with the earth chakra, it can come up. It's also in the book, the Crystal Bible, in the index on that stone, on that point. We do have a caller with their hand raised. Caller from the 305 area code, you are live. Ooh, well, we lost that caller. So, you know, let's just keep it moving. We can drink teas with certain herbs that resonate with the earth chakra. Every chakra has a resonation of different herbs that resonate with it. And certain herbs are more important and pertinent for different aspects and different parts of our spirit. One of the herbs that is great for the earth chakra is clover blossom. Clover blossoms assist your body in the ability to pretty much open up on that level and open up that connection and give you a grounded aspect. Anything that's earthy, anything that has like an earthy flavor or earthy feel to it, these are the type of herbs that are really going to assist you on your journey of opening up that earth chakra. All right? I think I'll post probably a more in-depth article on it about it on my blog, which is conversationswiththequeen.blogspot.com. All right. It seems like we do have caller from the 305 area code back on the line. I don't know if they want to chime in. If they do, they could just raise their hand and put them back on. If not, we only have 9 minutes left in the live stream, so this is the time to get it on out. If you would like to talk about anything pertaining to this week's show or any show in the future, I do want to remind everybody that we do and we are going to have the show on sexual abuse next week, and that's coming up next week very, very soon. I've been working very hard to put it together, and I hope you do come out and join us. So unleash the aspect of yourself that respects the earth, that understands that the earth is important, and it's an aid and a vessel and a tool that we can use to further ourselves if we know how to utilize the earth correctly. She gives us fruit, she gives us food, she gives us herbs, she gives us all these different things that can aid us in understanding how to become more evolved beings. It's time for us to understand that we need to protect her, understand her, and respect her. So respect Mother Earth. Please do. And, you know, it was Earth Day. I think it was on the 21st. So, you know, everybody, happy Earth Day. I hope you guys got, you know, are learning how to respect her and understand her more. All right. I will open up the floor to any discussion about anything pertaining to the show. I'm thinking, like, I just want to have the last couple minutes to discuss this. How do you all feel about adding in different segments. You know, I want to organize the show a little bit more and have, you know, segments of the show where I was thinking about bringing in specifically one for the women where we can have our little sister's corner and just, you know, come on and speak on about the different topics and the different subjects that affect us specifically as women, especially as melanated women, original women of the planet. So, you know, let me know how you feel about that. You can hit me up on Conversations with the Queen at hotmail.com, or you can hit me up on at Tay Queen on Facebook. You know, those different venues. All right, so since we have no callers left on the queue and nobody who wants to chime in, I'll just take the show out. All right? You've been listening into Conversations with the Queen, brought to you by Poetic Energy Network Station. You can catch a plethora of beautifully informative shows throughout the week. Please come back to tomorrow's show at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard for Here's to Your Health with Dr. D. Great show. And talking about getting back in tune with nature and getting back in tune with yourself, that is the show to watch. So stay tuned for next week's show, again, which is on sexual abuse and healing from it, how to overcome it. And we're going to have a great panel of experts. We're going to have Dr. Yuma, who's going to be back on the show. And, you know, anybody, like I said, you can catch it on get any more information about it on conversationswiththequeen.blogspot.com. I'll be posting all the confirmed guests. It's going to be a wonderful panel. It's going to be a powerful night. So good night, everybody. And, you know, love, peace, and blessings to you all.
Peace, family. It's Israel the Poet. And on behalf of Conversations with the Queen, Tay Queen and I would like to invite you to a special topic that we're discussing. Sexual abuse is an important issue in the black community that must be addressed. So help us stand up, speak out, and heal from it by tuning into a special edition of Conversations with the Queen on April 30th, 2012 at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on blogtalkradio.com/ Poetic Energy Network Station. Or you can call in at 1-917-932-8881. Again, that number is 1-917-932-8881. Again, I thank you. Peace.
Welcome to the Poetic Energy Network Station. It is with great compassion that our network owner, Michelle E. Alford, provides to you an array of qualified hosts that share in the commitment to educate, entertain, motivate, inspire, heal, enlighten the spirit, and positively affect the human experience. It is a great pleasure to bring to you this segment of Conversations with the Queen, with none other than the Queen herself, Tay Queen, where her conversations enlighten the nation. Here's the Queen.
In this life, yeah, you gotta be.